You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
When was the last time you saw a rainbow? Do you know the meaning of the rainbow in the sky?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour.
International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Dear God, we marvel at the wonder of your creation, all the things you are doing in your world, putting the rainbow in the sky. What a beautiful sight it is. Thank you, Lord, for the rainbow. And as we today talk about your rainbow, help us to see its real meaning for our lives, that you are the God of promise, the one true God whose promises never fail. As we worship together, bless us with the promise of your Holy Spirit for the strengthening of our faith and life in Jesus Christ, your greatest promise. Amen. Hot summer days bring afternoon thunderstorms, and afternoon thunderstorms often give us one of the most beautiful sights in all of God's creation, the rainbow. A rainbow appears in the sky when the sun shines after a shower of rain. The reflection and refraction of the sun's rays as they fall on drops of rain cause this most interesting work of the Lord. There are seven colors in each rainbow, but these colors blend into each other so that we actually see only four or five of them. If the rain has been particularly heavy, the bow may spread all the way across the sky, and its two ends seem to rest on the earth. What a magnificent sight! The rainbow, a work of God. The rainbow is known around the world by many different names. The flashing arch, the little window in the sky, the bride of the rain, the bridge of the Holy Spirit, the girdle of God. People have written many songs about the rainbow, the most popular being the Academy Award-winning song of 1939, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. People dream about the pot of gold that supposedly lies at the end of the great arch in the sky. The rainbow stirs the imagination of both young and old. It is indeed an exciting, thrilling sight. But is there any special meaning, any special significance to this brilliant display of color that God paints in the heavens? Does the rainbow have a message for us? Is there a word from God in the rainbow? The answer is yes. The rainbow is a sign of promise, God's promise. Listen with me to the story of the very first rainbow. The story is found in the Bible, the Old Testament, the book of Genesis. There we are told that in the days of a man named Noah, God saw how wicked everyone on earth was and how evil thoughts were all the time. And because of the great wickedness of the people, God decided that he would send a great flood upon the earth. All of mankind would be destroyed except for the family of Noah. Of all the people on earth, only the family of Noah remained faithful to the true God. One day, God told Noah to build a huge boat, an ark, to build it right in his own backyard. Of course, the neighbors all laughed at him when he started building his boat, but Noah trusted in the Lord and kept right on building. And when the boat was finished, God told Noah to gather his family together, along with some of every kind of living creature. Noah did as the Lord commanded, and when they were all safely in the boat, and the door was shut, God opened the heavens and it began to rain. For 40 days and nights it rained, until all the land was covered, and all life on earth was destroyed, except for the life of those who were in the ark. And when the rains had stopped and the floodwaters had receded, the family of Noah and all the animals left the great ship to begin life anew on God's earth. And the Lord God said to Noah, "Never again will a great flood destroy the earth. As long as the world exists, there will be a time for planting and a time for harvest. There will always be cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. I am putting my rainbow in the clouds. It will be the sign of my covenant with the world." That's the story. God made a promise, and he put a rainbow in the sky as a sign of his promise to seal his promise. Noah and his family were the first to see it, but not the last. We all have seen it. The rainbow, that beautiful arch in the sky, a continuing reminder that there is a God of promise, a God who not only makes promises to his people, but always keeps his promises. Never again will a great flood destroy the earth. God has kept that promise. God has not and he will not go back on his word. We can count on him. There will never again be such a great flood. When God promises, he delivers. We can depend on him. That sounds great, but perhaps we find it hard to believe, living as we do in a world of so many broken promises. Nations sign peace agreements. Nations promise to live at peace with one another. But war seems to come so easily. Politicians make all kinds of promises to their people, but so often fail to deliver. Friends and neighbors promise to help one another, to stand with one another in times of trouble. But when the going gets tough, promises are often forgotten. A man and a woman make a promise to live with each other until death separates them. But it is a promise that is so easily and so often broken. Promises, promises. People find it very easy to make all kinds of promises and also to break the promises that are made. Yes, our world is filled with broken promises. But that's not the way it is with our God, the God who put the rainbow in the sky and said, "Never again." When God makes a promise, we can be sure that he will deliver. The greatest promise that God ever made was his promise of a Savior to a world of people that had sinned against him, starting with Adam and Eve and including you and me, to a people that deserved only his judgment, death, eternal death in hell. God promised a Savior. The world waited. Would God keep his promise? For 4,000 years the world waited. And then, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, Jesus Christ, made of a woman, born of the Virgin Mary, to suffer under Pontius Pilate, to be crucified, to die, to be buried, and on the third day to rise again. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God kept his promise. God sent his Son to be our Savior, sent him to die on the cross for all the sins which we have committed against him. God punished his Son with the death that we deserve to die. And on the third day, on Easter Day, God raised him from the dead. And in the living Christ, the Savior, God offers to the world. It's His promise, the forgiveness of all sins, a new life as His people, and life forevermore with Him in heaven. It's His promise to you and to me and to all who confess their sins and accept in faith Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. It's God's promise, forgiveness and life, signed, sealed, and delivered in the life, death, and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. And in that promise of a Savior, in Jesus Christ, all other promises of God find a loud amen. It shall be so. The great Apostle Paul writes, Jesus Christ is the yes to all of God's promises. The great rainbow in the sky is indeed a continuing reminder that our God is a God of promise. But we have an even greater sign of promise. It is the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the empty tomb on Easter morning. Looking to the cross and the open grave, remembering how God fulfilled His promise to send us a Savior, remembering His promise of forgiveness and life, let there be no doubt in our hearts. God is a God of promise, and God always, always keeps His promises. Are you in trouble? Are you faced with problems that seem to have no answers? Are you at a point in your life where the road ahead offers only darkness and despair? Have the trials, the burdens, the hardships of life become a load heavier than you can carry? Are you struggling with sickness, perhaps a chronic illness that is making your life miserable? Are you facing an operation, fearing what the outcome will be? Or is it perhaps cancer that has claimed you as one of its victims and cast a shadow of pain and suffering over the days ahead? Has tragedy, an accident, sudden death, touched the life of your family? Are you lonely, living alone, living in a retirement or nursing home with only an occasional visitor? Are you nearing the end of life's road? Are you afraid to die? Friend, God has a promise for you. Listen to what He has to say. Come unto Me, all who labor and are heavy laden, all who are burdened with the cares of this world, and I will give you rest. Call upon Me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. I will be your refuge and strength, a very present help in every trouble. My grace is sufficient for you. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of My righteousness. Lo, I am with you always. I will never leave you or forsake you. And when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be with you. Those are just some of God's promises to His people. Not all of them. Really, only a few of them. There are many, many more found in His holy word, a promise for every need, for every difficult moment in life. Promises from the God who always keeps His promises. The rainbow and the cross assure us of that. We need to understand God doesn't promise a life that is free from tragedy, pain and suffering. He doesn't promise to suddenly make all our troubles disappear. He promises no quick, miraculous, easy answers to our worries and cares. But He does promise grace. He promises the spiritual power and strength that is necessary to live our lives confidently and victoriously as His people, no matter what. And it all happens in Jesus Christ, God's greatest promise. The Bible tells us, we have a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God. Our high priest is not one who cannot feel sympathy for our weakness, On the contrary, we have a high priest who was tempted in every way that we are. Yes, Jesus Christ knows our suffering, our pain, our fears, our loneliness. He knows what it's all about. He knows what it's like to live here in this world with all of its worries and cares, problems and troubles. He was here. He walked this earth. He knows. He knows what it's like. He was, as the prophet Isaiah describes him, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Yes, he knows. He was here. He's been through it all. And it is in him, in Jesus Christ our Savior, that all the promises of God become a reality for us. It is in our relationship to God through him that we find the strength and the courage to face even the darkest days of life, knowing that God's promises will not fail us. The God who forgives us all of our sins in Jesus Christ and puts his claim upon us as his people is the same God who hears our every prayer and delivers us in the day of trouble. The same God who gives rest to weary, anxious hearts. The same God who guides and directs our paths when life gets all mixed up. The same God who is our refuge and strength, a very present help in every trouble. The same God who will never leave us or forsake us. The same God who will walk with us through every storm and every dark valley, even that last lonesome valley when the shadow of death surrounds us. He will walk with us into a life with him forevermore in heaven. It's all his promise, signed and sealed in the life, death, and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. God break a promise? Never. No way. If you have any doubts, look to the rainbow. Remember, never again will a great flood destroy the earth. Look to the cross on Calvary and that empty tomb in the garden. Remember, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. God is a God of promise, a God who not only makes promises to his people, but always, always keeps his promises. And because we know and believe that, we can say with the Apostle Paul, if God is for us, who can be against us? And then answer confidently with the great apostle, certainly not God, who did not even keep back his own son, but offered him up for us all. He gave us his son. Will he not also freely give us all things? Indeed he will. In the words of Martin Luther, the great reformer of the 16th century, God richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger, guards and protects me from all evil. It's his promise, a promise of grace and mercy. God will provide for our every need. When God promises, he delivers. We can count on him. We can depend on him. Never again will there be a great flood. There's a rainbow in the sky. Sins are all forgiven. Life, life eternal is ours. There's a cross and an empty tomb. God is a God of promise, and his promises never fail. Amen.